Esther, A Woman of Strength and Dignity by Charles Swindoll. Chapter 9, And the Walls Came Tumbling Down. We are examining the life of a woman named Esther. She lived multiple centuries ago, surrounded by people we've never known, in a culture we've never seen. And yet, so many of her experiences are as relevant and real as yesterday's events or this morning's newscast. In my opinion, that is one of the most exciting reasons for studying the Bible. Names and places, cultures and methods continue to change, but the underlying principles that were at work back then remain just as true today. And the building materials from which life's foundations are formed are equally timeless. Universal sinfulness that works itself out in powerful ways like deceitful schemes and treacherous acts is no different now than when Haman set out to destroy the Jews in ancient Persia. Thankfully, there is an even more powerful force that stands against such wickedness: divine righteousness that opposes, restrains, and blocks the evil plans arranged by evil people. In our present study, those righteous acts are carried out by people like Mordecai and Esther. Down through time, those names change and their heroic deeds differ, but the effect remains the same. Right ultimately prevails over wrong. It did in Esther's day, and it will in ours. But there are often long periods of time where the light of hope gets so dim we're tempted to question that fact. Walls of wrong can be built so high and thick, we wonder if they will stand forever. But this is where history helps. Looking back, we rediscover hope because we find recorded evidence that no wall, no matter how imposing it may have seemed in its day, continues to stand. All walls finally fall. All walls fall, eventually. No matter how well constructed or long standing it is, the wall will fall. It may be as intimidating as an angry giant, or as silent as a thin air and just as invisible, like the stubborn will of a person or the bitter spirit of an individual, but all walls finally fall. Anyone who knows even a little history knows how true that is. To this day, archaeologist spades continue to unearth the fallen walls of the world's great empires. Egyptian walls, Grecian walls, Roman walls, French walls, German walls, Russian walls. I look into the scriptures and I see similar situations. And I find myself asking, why do we even have walls in the first place? I love the moving words of poet Robert Frost. Before I built a wall, I'd ask to know what I was walling in or walling out. And so should we. The Egyptians should have asked what they were walling in and what they were walling out, but they didn't. So for 430 years, the Hebrews lived in abject slavery until God sent Moses to Pharaoh. Then by the power of the living God, that long-standing, seemingly impenetrable wall came tumbling down. A few years later, Joshua and the Hebrews invaded the Promised Land near the walled city of Jericho. To the naked eye, that one was imposing stone of structure, but it was as nothing in the presence of the living God. Three words tell it all. The wall collapsed. Jerusalem's walls looked so formidable, so strong. The city flew its own flag under numerous kings, but Nebuchadnezzar broke down those walls. Subsequently, the walls of the Babylonian kingdom were conquered during the reign of Belshazzar. The great Medo-Persian Empire emerged and appeared unconquerable until Alexander the Great swept across the scene. The world certainly must have thought the Greeks were in power forever, but then came the Romans with the Caesars. The Romans believed their walls would stand forever. They were strong, no doubt about it, but they ultimately fell beneath the invasion of other barbarian hordes more ruthless and powerful than they. All walls finally fall, even our own. Even those walls build up against us. In the final analysis, Christ conquers. As Paul wrote, He Himself is our peace and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. In the words of Betsy Ten Boom, there is no pit so deep but that He is not deeper still. Let me suggest a paraphrase that ties in with my point here. There is no wall so great but that He is not greater still. Walls that fell in Esther's day.